Hello?
Hey, Eddie.
Hello?
Hello.
Wayne?
Yes, Jack.
This is Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Mr. President. I thought it was Valenti.
No, he's over to the other place.
Oh, so they said he was calling. I'm sorry.
Was Jack calling you?
That's what my secretary put the call.
Oh, just a second. Wait a minute. I thought that...
Jack!
He's calling Frank Moss.
They got the call in here, buddy.
Well, anyway, I enjoyed talking to you. How you getting along?
Well, I love talking to you.
I measured those bulls the other day, and that one yours is coming out second, looks like to me.
I was down in Mexico. I saw a picture of you holding the tail of that bull, and a very high praising statement that you made under the picture.
Well, you better get a little corn in him.
What's the matter? Why don't you feed him?
Well, I do, but I don't believe he grows as fast as.
You know what I think you need now?
What?
I think I'll tell Jay Taylor what you need now is 10 good females to go along with that bull so you can put those to really give them a real comparison.
How are those folks out there at that restaurant getting on?
They still talk about the hot cake.
You still raise...
I've never gone in there. She hasn't mentioned that.
You still raise those chicken?
Oh, certainly. Certainly.
Well, you're getting off to a good start?
Well, you're getting off to a good start, too.
Well,
that was a great speech you made.
Listen, Wayne, did they talk to you about this education bill?
Yes, sir.
I told them to go talk to you yesterday.
It's a wonderful bill, and I'm going to be honored to work
You get that started now, and I'll fund it. I'll fund it by stealing some of this money that they're wasting, and you'll have the greatest monument that you ever had.
I'm going to go right to work. We're going to have hearings and meet. I told Celebrezzi the other day that as soon as it was introduced, I'd start hearing.
Well, now, you start it and get it through first and take them all on. Whatever facilities you need down here, we'll put at your disposal.
Wonderful, Mr. President. That's going to be my major effort. You know that.
I've got education. You're tied to it. And this year, we got $8 billion in the budget. And when I came in, we had $4 billion. We've upped it from 4 to 8, and that's largely those 3 bills you passed last year. That's this bill, and that's what we're doing, the poverty bill.
I'm going to give it everything I've
but
got.
This is $1.5 billion. Now, I know some little Catholic conference took in after yesterday, but most of them told us that this is all right. They'd go along, but you get the hearings on it right quick.
Right away. I'm going to schedule right away, and I'll take on the opposition. You forget about it.
And I'll come down here when you need anything, and let me see you. I don't get to see you enough, and you're liable to get in a good disposition if you don't see me. I like to see you cantankerous, raising hell about
you. I'm always in a good disposition. Somebody said the other day, I've never seen you look better. Well, I said, that's because I'm mean. My husband
and
keep me healthy.
Well, I want to hear you make one of those Friday afternoon speeches for the Independent Party.
No,
God bless you, Wayne.
God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President. Goodbye.